chicken. That is delicious. And here is Swan, deep in the pocket. He's kicked the goal. Hodge at one end, Swan at the other.
Bartel with the most likely clean-up operation led by Scarlett and Mackey. Natanui again. He's an irresistible force, Natanui. Oh, what a goal. What a star he'll be.
Marcus gets it from Mitchell. Bergen kick inside the ball at 50. Here comes Bunny. Wheels around. Gathers the football. Oh,
delicious.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Footy Frenzy. I am Dylan and I am joined by Luke. How are you, Luke?
Yeah, I'm great. How are you, Dylan?
And Lucas. How are you, Lucas?
Great, Dylan.
Now, Dylan, interesting round of football we had.
Yes, it was very interesting.
Did you learn anything over the weekend?
Well, I do know the top teams, all the top eight played each other.
Did they?
Yes.
Interesting. Let's jump straight into the game, shall we?
Yes, Essendon, on a Friday night blockbuster, Essendon, 12-14, 86 to Hawthorn, 27-18, 180. Goals for Essendon, Gumbleton 4, Hill 2, Delolio, Howlett, Jeddah, Lovett Murray, Monfries and Winderlich all singles. For Hawthorn, Hodge 5, Suckling 4, Gunston 3, Roughhead 3, Young 2, Bruce 2, Rioli 2, Smith 2, Lewis Puopolo, Shields and Whitecross all singles. Best for Essendon, Watson, Gumbleton, Howlett, Heppel and Carlisle. And for Hawthorn, Rioli, Hodge, Suckling, Gunston, Mitchell, Whitecross and Sewell.
And Hawthorn wins its eighth straight game in a row, thrashing Essendon by 94 points at Etihad. Hawthorn dominated from the outset, booting the first eight goals of the match to an open 43-point quarter-time lead. It's the biggest first-term lead of all time against the Bombers. Will the Bombers make the eight? Brent Stanton more likely to be out this Friday.
Do you think the Bombers will make the eight, Dylan?
Yeah.
Lucas? Do you think the Bombers will make the eight?
Yes.
Let's just have a quick look at their run home. Next week, they've got Adelaide at Amy Stadium. Do you think they can win that? Yes or no?
No.
No.
Okay. Then round 20, they've got North Melbourne at Etihad. Can they win it?
Yes.
No.
Round 21 versus Carlton at the G?
No.
No.
Round 22, Richmond at the G?
No. Oh,
yes.
Yes, they can win.
Yes.
And Collingwood at the G, round 23?
No.
No.
I can only realistically see him winning maybe one or two more, which would put them on 13 wins, touch and go as to whether they make the finals. I don't think they will make it personally. Let's jump into the next game, which was Geelong versus Adelaide.
Yes, 15-12-102. Geelong, Adelaide 11-9-75. For the goals for Geelong, Hawkins 3, Chapman 3, Mackey, Stokes, Duncan all got 2, Smets, Bartel and Christensen all got singles. And for Adelaide, Dangerfield, Porpleasure, Vince all got 2, doubles, McKay, Runton, Jenkins, Sloan and Cullen all got singles. And the best for Geelong, Hawkins, Christensen, Selwood, Bartel, Chapman, Duncan and Corey. And for Adelaide, Thompson, Dangerfield, Vince, Porps and Douglas.
Despite losing Steve Johnson and Joel Corey to injuries in the first half, Geelong has entrenched itself in the top eight by scoring a gutsy 27-point win over Adelaide at Simmons Stadium on Saturday afternoon. In a seesawing battle, the Cats opened a 33-point halftime lead, saw the margin reduced to 2 points early in the final quarter, then booted five of the last six goals to win. Geelong had 40 more marks, 25 more tackles and 20 more hitouts. Adelaide, who was an easy run home, should still finish in the top three. Geelong faces a massive test again against the rampant Hawks this Friday night.
Should be a good game this Friday night. Just a quick prediction, who do you think will win, Geelong or Hawthorn at the G on Friday?
I think the Hawks are going to be too good, although Geelong does have a good streak of beating them.
Lucas?
Yes, probably Hawthorn because I think... yes, Hawthorn.
Now, just one word answer. I know it changes from week to week, but it has to be asked after their performance on the weekend, can Geelong win the flag?
No.
No.
Okay, let's move on to the next game of the round.
Yes, North Melbourne, Melbourne, North, 19-13-127 to Melbourne, 11-7-73. Goals for North, Petrie and Tarrant 4, Adams and Thomas, Adams, Thomas and Harvey 2, Bastanac, McMillan, Anthony, Swallow and Harper all singles. For Melbourne, Green and Sylvia 3, Bleece, Howe, Garland and Martin Jones singles. Best for North, Harvey, Gibson, Wells, Cunnington, Swallow, Goldstein and Attlee. And for Melbourne, Jones, Green, Maloney, Howe, McDonald.
And the North Melbourne has consolidated its hold on the eighth spot with a commanding 54-point win over Melbourne at Etihad on Saturday. North never looked like losing after jumping to a 33-point lead after the opening 20 minutes, but the Demons showed some fight in the former skipper's Brad Green's 250th game.
Fan favourite at our Radio Carrum, Brad Green. It's good to see him playing his 250th, and congratulations from all of us at Radio Carrum. You are a superstar. Now, we've got a message that's been left on the RadioCarrum.org website from Uncle Merv. He writes, "The Roos have shown some good form of late with a good run home. Can they make the eight? I really hope so. Go Roos." Well, there's not a lot of North Melbourne supporters out there, so it's good to see the passionate ones getting out there and making a bit of noise. Boys, tell me, can the Roos win these following games? Round 19, they've got the Doggies at Etihad.
Yeah, they should win that.
Yep.
Round 20 at Essendon at Etihad.
They'll be close. I reckon they...
Toss of the coin that game.
Yeah. I think they might have a pretty good chance.
Yeah. Round 21, Collingwood at Etihad.
No.
Round 22, Fremantle at Etihad.
Yeah.
And round 23, GWS at Etihad.
Yes. Good run at Etihad.
So we reckon they'll win three, so that'll also take them to 13 games. They should be equal wins with Essendon. That Essendon game shapes as a final deciding game, that one. I'm going to go as far as saying whoever loses that game will not play finals. Whoever wins that game will play finals this year.
Yeah, good.
Let's keep going on to the GWS versus Collingwood game.
GWS 7-12-54 and Collingwood 26-18-174. Goals for Collingwood, Cloak with 6, Swan with 5, Beams with 2, Elliott, Goldsack, Dawes got 2 as well. Sinclair, Blair, Mooney, Maxwell, Shaw, Fasolo, Tarrant all got singles. And for GWS, Smith with 3, Cameron with 2, Palmer and Giles with singles. And the best for Collingwood, Swan, Cloak, Beams, Pendlebury, Shaw, Elliott and Reed. And for GWS, Green, Hampson, Hoskin, Elliott, Giles, Power and Traola.
Cloak finds form to lead Collingwood to a 120-point stroll past Greater Western Sydney on Saturday night. Dane Swan also feasted on the young Giants, helping himself to 38 disposals and 5 goals to the best on ground, while Scott Pendlebury, Heath Shaw and Dane Beams also impressed. The Giants looked tired, the attacking brand of football they are playing with the sustainable in 3 years when they have mature bodies to play it. The fact they have They have around 6 changes a week proves their young bodies can't handle the game plan.
Did you see any of this game? It was nothing worth watching.
Yeah,
it was
just checking
pretty
on
bad.
AFL Live every now and then.
Yeah,
and
it was pretty bad. Positives for GWS, Treloar with 37 touches played a blinder. Apart from that, not a lot to write home about. Green's good. He's going to be a good player. Hoskin Elliott's going to be all right when he develops, but they're just too far in between. They're getting tired. They just need the end of the season to roll in. Collingwood, you can't really read anything into their form from that game, can you?
No, not really.
It's basically a training session. They'd be annoyed that they didn't beat him by more because percentage is going to be important towards the end of the season. Let's move on to arguably the game of the round, Carlton vs Richmond.
Yes, my mob won. 14-11-95 to 13-13-91. Goals for the Blues, Betts 4, Thornton and Armfield 2, Murphy, Carrazzo, Bell, Garlett, Casbolt and McLean on singles, Richmond, Martin and Cochin 3, Tuck, Nahas 2, McGuan, Newman and Grigg singles. Best for Carlton, Murphy, McLean, Betts, Carrazzo, Scotland and Jemison, and for Richmond, Tuck, Grigg, Alice, Martin and Cochin.
An amazing last-minute goal to the midfielder Brock McLean has kept Carlton in the finals race after the Blues pipped Richmond by 4 points on a wet MCG on Saturday night. In a wildly and wet game, the lead changed 12 times. The Blues have now won 9 consecutive games against Richmond and ended any chance of the Tiger Army enjoying September football. It was the third heartbreaking loss in the succession for the Tigers after the nail-biting defeat to Gold Coast and North Melbourne. It was also the first time in Richmond's long history that it has lost 3 games in a row by under a goal. And for the Saturday night game in Gold Coast 8-6-54 and Sydney 19-12-126. The goals for Swans, Roberts Thompson with 4, Goods Bolton got triples, Kieran Jack and Dennis Lane got doubles, Bird, Hannanbury, Jetta, McVeigh and Kennedy all got singles. And for Gold Coast, Matera 3, Smith 2, Ablett, Brown and Lynch with singles. And the best for Sydney, Jack, Kennedy, O'Keefe, Pike, Bolton and McVeigh. And for the Suns, Ablett, Harbrow, Hine, Stanley, Warnock and Matera.
The Sydney Swans have moved a game clear on top of the ladder and added to their bulging percentage after belting Gold Coast by 72 points at Metricon Stadium on Saturday night. But it wasn't all good news for the Swans, losing key forward Sam Reid in the first quarter after he injured his right knee in a marking contest, and star skipper Adam Goods to what appeared to be a hamstring injury. In the absence of Shane Mumford, Mike Pike's evolution into AFL footballer continued, with the big Canadian having 47 hitouts in a dominant ruck performance.
It was a good game by Sydney. Gold Coast played all right. They tried to contain him, but they couldn't. It's going to be very important to see how quickly Reid pulls up, because I don't think they can win the flag without him. He's too important up forward, and especially if Adam Goods doesn't come up, I'd basically draw a line through him. I don't think they can win any finals without Adam Goods.
Yes.
Move on to the next game, Port Adelaide versus Fremantle.
Yes, Port 6-12-48 to Freo 11-9-75, a low-scoring game. Port goals, Brett Ebert 2, Stuart Boak, Westhoff and Corns on singles. And for Freo, Main Pierce and Pavlich 2, 5, Mundy, Mzungu, Sutcliffe and Walters 2 singles. Best for Port, Boak, Cassisi, Loeb, Moore, Brad Ebert and Pierce. And for Freo, Barlow, Pierce, 5, Pavlich, Mundy and Duffield.
Fremantle is still knocking on the door of the AFL top 8 after 27-point win over Port Adelaide at Amy Stadium, but we'll still regret a last quarter fade out that cost it potentially critical percentage. Freo jumped Port in the opening quarter with 5 goals to take a 24-point lead into the first break. It was a dismal performance, with the power, the home side managing just 2 goals to the halftime and failing to add another major in the third term. Only 4 goals from 9 scoring shots in the final quarter added respectability to the score. And the Saints Doggies game, 16-22-118 and 6-6-42. The goals for Saints, Rerolt 4, Hayes 3, Del Santo 2, Kozicki 2, Snyder 2, Montagna, Stephen and Milne all were singles. And with the Doggies, the Giants, Syracuse 2, Dixon 2, Tutt and Gilby all singles. And the best for Saints, Montagna, Hayes, Armitage, Stephen, Geary, Goddard, Jones and Rewalt. And for Dogs, Griffin, Boyd, Murphy, Wallace and Pickin.
St Kilda's hopes of snatching a final spot remain alive after a clinical 76-point win over a dismal Western Bulldogs outfit at Etihad Stadium on Sunday. St Kilda kicked 12 goals to 3 after quarter time. The Bulldogs have lost by an average of 58 points over their past 6 games, and their inability to stop the rot might be at most concerning for coach Brendan McCartney. The Saints' win boosted their already impressive percentage to 121.8, the 6th highest percentage of the competition, and an advantage over fellow top 8 hopefuls Essendon, Fremantle, North Melbourne and Carlton.
Saints playing good football. I'm going to make a big call right now. They'll beat Collingwood on Saturday night.
No, I can't agree with that.
You're laughing, Lucas. Tell me why you're laughing.
Because Collingwood, they've just got better players and Saints haven't Well, they haven't been really playing that good.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you now, St Kilda will beat Collingwood on Saturday night.
It's going to be hard for St Kilda to pick up on Swan if he's going to kick five goals again.
He won't kick five goals again. He'll probably get Jones tagging him. And St Kilda traditionally is able to shut down Collingwood very well. They've got the forwards to challenge them. They've also got a lot more forward line pace, and that's translating into more forward line pressure. Goddard's back into form. Del Santo played well. Milne's on fire. I just think St Kilda will win on Saturday night.
But I think Collingwood's got a better mid.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll talk about it next week, but I think Collingwood will be in trouble. St Kilda will win, and they will guarantee their finals berth this Saturday night.
All right, moving on to West Coast Brisbane, 28-7, 175 to Brisbane, 12-5, 77, a 98-point win. Last time Brisbane actually won, so it was a bit of a surprise seeing this. Goals for West Coast: Darling 5, Hill 4, Hams Nanui 3, Hearn, Cox with 2, Gaff, Waters, Maston, Pritis, Shuey, Scott Selwood, McGinnity, Lynch and Shepherd all singles for Brisbane. Brown 3, Zorko and Hawksley and Merritt 2, Redden, Adcock and Polkinghorne singles. Best for West Coast: Nick Nat, Waters, Gaff, Hearn, Darling and Garth. And for Brisbane: Redden, Black, Adcock and Rains.
West Coast has reasserted its flag hopes with a 49-point demolition of the Brisbane Lions at Paterson's on Sunday. Finishing with a stunning 11-goal final term, the Eagles led from start to finish. Ruckman Nick Nat played one of the finest matches of his career, collecting 36 hit-outs, 14 disposals and 3 goals. Stats that don't do his game justice.
It was his best game thus far. He dominated. When the game was up on the line at the start, he was just massive. It was one of the most impressive first quarters I've ever seen anyone play. West Coast back in form. They lose Glass this weekend due to suspension. Play Freo. We'll learn a lot after that. We've got another message that's been left on radiocarom.org from Grampy. He writes, "Hello to all at Radio Karam. Great to be able to listen to you all while we were in the USA. I wish I was in the USA. I'm very jealous. Miss watching the Saints and the Karam Patterson Lions, but it's great to be able to listen to the great footy shows on Radio Karam." Thank you for that positive feedback. We really appreciate it. And if anyone else would like to leave a comment, question, feedback or anything else on Radio Karam, please feel free. Just jump onto radiokaram.org, leave your feedback, and remember to like us on Facebook. Now we're going to jump into the most exclusive award in the AFL at the moment. It's the award that the players really want. It's the Tommy Ellis Industries Player of the Week, and this week the winner is
Mark Murphy.
And what was his stats?
16 kicks, 20 handballs, 2 marks, 9 clearances, 1 goal, 1 goal assist, 3 tackles. Apologies to Swan, Pendlebury, Goddard, Ablett, Rioli, Watson, Thompson, Treloar and O'Keefe.
Yes, all those other players probably had more possessions, but in a close game, possessions mean a lot more than possessions in drubbings. Also, a personal note, I'm going to have to add put an apology to Scott Gumbleton to that list. He is fastly becoming the most entertaining player in the AFL, and not necessarily for all the right reasons. Let's have a look at the ladder quickly. We've crossed 2 other teams off our list of potential candidates for finals football this week. We've crossed Richmond and Brisbane out, and we are down to 11, we feel. In 11th, we've got Carlton with 9 wins. With 9 wins. Will Carlton make finals, boys? Yes or no?
No.
St Kilda with 9 wins?
No.
I'm going to say they will because they'll beat Collingwood on Saturday night. Fremantle with 10 wins?
No.
Yes.
Okay. North Melbourne?
Yes.
No.
Essendon?
Yes.
Yes.
Geelong?
Yes.
Yes.
West Coast with 12 wins in 5th.
Yes. Yes.
Collingwood with 13 wins at 4th.
Yes. Yes.
Adelaide with 13 wins in 3rd. 2nd, Hawthorn with 13 wins.
Yes.
And 1st is the Swans. Of the top 8, I see Essendon coming out, St Kilda going in, possibly Fremantle coming out, and Fremantle going in and North Melbourne going out. That's the only 2 changes I could see. Boys, that brings us to the end of our show. Hopefully all our listeners will be listening in on Friday as we bring you team talk for what will be an exciting round 19 of football. Big games all over the place. defining the top eight. Hopefully we know a little bit more by the end of the round as to where the teams are sitting. Isn't it exciting that this late stage of the season we still don't know who's going to be playing finals or who's going to be in the top four?
Yeah, it's very exciting.
It doesn't happen that much.
It doesn't, and it's a great year for the football. All right, thank you to all our listeners. Thank you, boys. You've done a great job.
Thanks.
And we'll speak to you guys on Friday for another edition of Team Talk.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For Delidio. Oh, what a mark, Revolt. For a punt for the mark.
Oh, that was an outstanding mark.
Teammate, every teammate has run to touch him.